produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
My friends, and welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness and my brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. He loves you unconditionally. He wants for us to know that He loves us no matter what we may go through or what we may do in our life. He wants for us to choose to serve Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in broken lives. I want to inspire you to know that you can overcome battles and brokenness in your life. You can move past your brokenness in life. You can walk in the life of knowing that Jesus Christ is our peace, our joy, and our contentment. You can move past trials that you may go through in your life. By sharing my personal testimonies and with the help of others, I teach how I chose to become A Better Broken. From my personal experiences, I will use scripture from the Bible, and I will ask you questions to glean upon and to help direct you into learning how you too can become a better broken. I teach how you can overcome many battles of brokenness that we all might face at some time in our life. My intention of this radio program is to talk about brokenness in our lives and to review some of the main points of my books and to talk about things and different types of brokenness that we are dealing with right now in our lives. As we continue to study into different types of brokenness in our lives, I have shared with you before that our lives will involve tribulations. But one of the good things that we can learn from this is that someday we will be able to look back to our times of brokenness and we will be a blessing and a help to someone else. You will be a blessing and a help to others. God can carry us through our broken times and He can help us to build off of them if we allow for Him to. As a little girl, I think I've shared this with you in the past, but as a little girl, my big dreams were to get married and to become a teacher. That's what I went to a Christian college for, is to retain my Christian education degree so that I could teach in a Christian school. Now that teaching in a Christian school has come and gone in my life, the dreams that I now have are to watch my own kids to grow into being the good Christian adults that we have trained them to be, and that they will keep God first in their lives. I also have dreamed of writing books in my youth. The first book was written for youth, A Better Broken for Youth, and this was my personal testimony as a young person and how God took different parts of brokenness as I grew up as a young person, and God allowed for me to share my personal testimony. The second book that I have written is Better Broken for Kids, and this is just a simple little booklet that gives direction for children who are in the elementary to the junior high age and how they deal with different struggles of types of brokenness in their little lives that they live. And so I have written that for them, and then I also have included in the A Better Broken for Kids little tips for parents as they walk their children through these different steps of life. And so my goal and desire is to be a blessing to others, as I have personally shared my testimonies and so much more. My new book that will be coming out in the near future is A Better Broken for Ladies, and I will be talking more about that book as I am finishing that up and getting it ready to be published. Even though I've always tried my best or to do my best in everything that I've ever done, I have to admit that I am human. Yes, this pastor's wife is a human just like you. I have sinful ways just like you. I have desires just like you. I am no different than anyone else because I have the title pastor's wife. There are some things that have been used by Satan to keep me from doing my very best. And these are some of the things that I will talk about more in my book for ladies, but I wanted to share some things with you tonight for you to glean upon. And two things that I have personally seriously dealt with in my current situations in life are anger and misunderstanding what God wants for my life. If I had my own choice, my life would be filled with nothing more than faith, joy, and peace, and doing all that I love. But that's not always the case, is it? Just when I feel like that I'm getting better in these areas or that I'm getting there as a Christian, Satan slaps me in the face again with something to deter me from these things that God wants me to have: faith, joy, and peace. I want to better understand and know His ways and His will for my life. And I realize now, as an adult, that that things don't always go my way. My plans are not always God's will for my life. In John 15, verses 4 through 5, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." Jesus shares with us in these two passages of Scripture two promises. Number one is, if we abide in Him, He will abide in us. Jesus promises to never leave us or forsake us more than once in the entire Bible. Jesus is always there for us. But as Christians, we must do our part. We must abide in Him. We must walk with Him. We must bear fruit of His. And number two is, without Him, we are nothing. He promises that He walks with us if we abide in Him. And He tells us that without Him, we are nothing. If we abide in Him, we will bring forth much fruit, such as answered prayer requests that you've had, maybe joy, love, peace, faith, witnessing others being saved as a product of your life and your testimony. All of these things cannot be done or cannot be given to us if we don't have Him in our lives. We are nothing without Him. So remember that we have to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and then we realize that we are nothing without Him. And so we must abide in Him. We must do what we can to serve Him, and He'll bring forth fruit in our lives. In verse 9 of John, John 15, verse 9 says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Jesus tells us that He loves us as His Father loves us. He will continually love us no matter what we have done. And this is hard for us as Christians or even as humans to understand, that Jesus loves us as His Father loves us. Jesus and His Father, God the Father, are one. Now, there's no way we can understand that as humans, because it would totally blow our minds if we sat around and tried to figure it out. But God is God, and He is ruler over all. He is one with Jesus Christ, His only Son. And those are things that we probably will never understand, and even when we get to heaven, we may not understand these things. But I hope that He explains that to us when we get there. But we have to realize that He loves us unconditionally. No matter what you have done in your life, no matter what sin you've committed in your life, no matter what trials you have been through in your life, no matter what brokenness you've gone through in your life, Jesus loves us. And if you look back into the Bible and see how His Father loved Him, that tells you how much, especially when Jesus died on the cross, His Father, God, showed His love toward Jesus, but then He turned His back on Jesus for a short while. But it wasn't Jesus Himself that He turned His back on. He turned His back on the sin of the world, which is what Jesus took upon His body and Himself to deliver us from sin of this world. if we have faith and trust in Jesus Christ or as our Lord and Savior. So God loves us no matter what. And then in John 15, verse 11 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Jesus wants the disciples to experience full joy. He wants for us to do the same thing, to experience full joy in our lives. I could personally do better with being content with what He has me doing today and where He has me in my life today. And I'm learning, just as you learn, to accept His ways instead of my own ways, even when I don't agree. Sometimes God may have us going into a direction that we may not personally agree with. But you know what? That's when we have to totally depend on the Lord to guide us and to put our full trust and faith as He walks us through whatever way He has us to go in our lives. We have to accept His ways instead of our own. Ephesians 3:6 says that the Gentiles should be fellowers and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. Both the Jews and the Gentiles are one body through Him, and they share the gospel of Christ through salvation. And so we as Christians are just like the Gentiles and the Jews, and if we are partakers of His promise in Christ, if we are children of God by the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is our duty and our job as Christians to share that gospel. I believe that we can experience joy, faith, and all of these good things that God wants us to experience in our life if we are willing servants to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So much is going on in our world, in the world that we live in today, and we as Christians need to boldly stand and share the love of Jesus Christ. We need to share the gospel of salvation, because I don't believe it's going to be long before the Lord returns to take His children. And so we need to spread the gospel to as many as we can, our family, friends, strangers that we may come in contact with, and the Lord allows us the opportunity to witness to them. We need to share the gospel more than ever today. And then in Ephesians 3, verse 12, it says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him." Jesus wants for us to approach God with boldness and in confidence of Him. When we do this, when we have boldness and confidence in Him, we can have peace in knowing that we can overcome anything in our life, and then we can come to Him. We can go to the Lord about everything and anything in our lives without fear. We have boldness, so we go without fear to the Lord Jesus Christ with our problems and with things that are on our mind. Jesus longs and wants to hear from us. He wants for us to have that personal relationship with Him that we are comfortable enough in to open up and talk to Him about anything and everything. No matter what it may be, no matter if it's sin in your life, no matter if it's doubts that you are having, no matter if it's simply praying for others or praying for requests in life, His direction in life, or even if we need to just scream and shout in anger and in despair at Him or to Him with our burdens and our problems, He is there. He has His arms opened wide, and He wants for us to have a personal relationship with Him. That is His desire for us as Christians, is to walk in Him and to have a walk with him and to have a personal relationship with him. And then in Ephesians 3, verse 19, it says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." This means that Christ is all that we need because we know him. If we know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, God is our Father, then that is all we need. Simply because we called out to him in salvation and we know him as a saved, born-again child of God. We should be totally consumed by him because we are his children. We should be filled with his Spirit as he lives inside of us. I myself need to learn to listen to and follow the Holy Spirit's leadership in my own personal life instead of the plans that I make on my own accord. And so many times do I quench the Holy Spirit by not worshiping him when he tells me to worship him in song or in praise. So many times do I quench his Spirit. I was talking about that with a friend of mine earlier today. I quench the Holy Spirit because I'm scared of what others might think. So I have to remember that I need to totally depend and trust in the Lord and not quench the Holy Spirit when he speaks to my heart. When he wants me to be there for someone and I find myself too busy to even call back the person or to text back the person or message back the person, whatever it may be, I have to stop myself in my own tracks and listen to his voice. Listen to his leadership and his guidance in my life. It's so easy to plan our own lives and to have everything. And I'm a perfectionist. I like to have everything planned out, lined out for me. And the older I get, the more I lose memory. I have memory loss. And I have to realize that, or I like to live the life that is perfected by planning, knowing each step of the way. But that's not what God always allows in our lives, is perfection. Although he would probably love for us all as Christians to have perfect lives here on earth, there is sin in the earth. And because of the sin of Adam and Eve that we spoke of a while ago, towards the beginning of the radio programs, because of that sin that was committed, that first sin, we do not have a perfect world. And so we have to depend totally on the Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit to guide us so that we can trust in him and his ways for our lives. His ways don't always make sense, does it? It doesn't always make sense. And when we are broken by the weight of this world, by the things that we go through, the trials that we go through, which so many of us are today in the society that we have with all that's going on around us with the pandemic and different things, we need to remember that Jesus can give us peace. He is the only peace that we have. And this world will not have complete peace until Jesus Christ himself comes back to receive his own. And then in due time, he is going to give peace. He gives us strength and power to overcome the hardest of trials and brokenness in our lives. I'm so thankful that the Jesus that I know gives me strength and power to overcome even the hardest of my personal trials. I'm so thankful that I serve a God that loves me enough and cares for me enough to speak to me through his Holy Spirit and to give me chance after chance after chance. Even when I sin and when I fall, when I do my own thing, he still gives me chances to get up and to serve him again, to get up from my selfish ways, to get rid of my selfish plans, and to trust in Him and serve Him and be able to share His word, the gospel. I'm so thankful for the love that the Lord has for me and for you. Never take advantage of what God does in your life. Maybe you're saying, well, Angie, the Lord's not doing anything for my life right now. I'm in complete despair in my life. Well, who is there for you? When man is not always there for you, I'm speaking man and speaking of men in general, men, women, or whatever. When a human cannot be there for you, who is there for you? God alone is there for you. We don't always have to understand, and we're not going to always understand His ways. Even the times of despair, there's moments that we all go through, times of despair that we will never ever understand. And maybe when we get to heaven, the Lord will share with us why we had to go through the things that we have gone through on this earth. But we will not always understand His ways, but I'm so thankful that He gives us peace and He gives us joy after we go through hardships in life. These thoughts come from some of the thoughts that I have learned through my own brokenness in life. To learn about my testimony as a young person, please check out my book, my first book that was written for youth, called A Better Broken for Youth. I also have a book for kids with tips as parents as well, called A Better Broken for Kids. I will be releasing my new book in the near future, A Better Broken for Ladies, and I ask that you would keep listening, and please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to you. And remember, too, that no matter what you are personally going through right now in your life, God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. No matter if it's sin in your life, you can still be used by Him. No matter if you've been angry because of the pain and heartaches that you've been through in life, you can still be used by Him. He still loves you. He will give you that peace and that joy that you need in due time. But you have to do your part, and you have to put your faith and trust completely in Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone. So many others are going through so many things that are just as bad, if not worse, than what we are going through in our personal lives. It's my desire to share with you what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I am a blessing to you as I speak each time that we have the radio program. As I close this program out for today, I want to again say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful program and organization. I also wanted to say a special thank you to my dear friend Tammy Polk and to Kayla Paget, another dear friend of mine, for asking me to be involved in this program. I'd like to say a special thank you to my husband and my kids for their constant love and support, and other family members and precious friends that I have that God has blessed me with. And also, I want to thank you. Thank you all for your continuous love and support and for listening. And again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can listen on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. If you are interested in my handmade resin jewelry or my books, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Just type in my name, author Angie West, and it'll pull me right up, and you can purchase those books there. Thank you so much again for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.